Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the interim report for the first quarter 2010 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Warm welcome and a good morning to everyone. Thank you for taking the time to participate in the call, and thank you again for continuing to follow our equity story. From Vision, I have with me our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping, and our CFO, Henry Chen. We'll go through the PPT presentation that was distributed prior to the call very quickly, and then we'd welcome any questions that you have. Our CEO will begin, if you turn to page 2, he will begin with the presentation there. Thank you. Sorry about that. As we said, we're on page 2 of the presentation, beginning with the CEO. Thank you.
Okay, 尊敬的各位股东, 还有我们的分析师, 上午好。
Good morning to all of our respected shareholders and our esteemed analysts.
非常高兴我带领我的团队跟各位股东以及分析报告一下我们2010年第一季度的这个基本情况。
I'm very pleased and honored to present to you today the first quarter results for 2010.
在2010第一季度我们取得的成绩还是比较满意的。
We're very pleased with the results that we were able to achieve over the course of the first quarter this year.
我们的数据，那个销售达到了这个总的销售达到了63万张。
We were able to sell 636,000 wireless data cards over the course of the first quarter.
在市场份额也是在中国有25%左右。
Which means that we were able to maintain our market share and continue to show a strong market position.
而且的话，这个也成为这个中国这个现在已经成为中国联通最大的数据供应商之一。
And as you're all aware, we announced in February an important framework agreement with China Unicom, which is indicative of the strength of Vision's cooperation with China Unicom.
微信也在积极在这个加强除了这个旗舰战略地区以外的销售。
We're also working very hard to expand our sales within our 12 flagship provinces and expand sales into other areas of the country.
所以说我们对这个未来的这个发展，销售的量和利润，我们是非常有信心的。
So going forward, we expect to be able to continue our strong sales performance that we demonstrated in the first quarter.
第一季度我们的净利润为450万欧元。 我们的毛利率是17%，毛利率的净利率是17%，净利率的这个影响，因为得到了受到了这个外汇损失的影响。
We showed a strong gross margin in the first quarter at 36%. Net profit came in at 4.53%, which is at 4.53 million euro, which is 17%. That is a little bit lower than in the past due to foreign exchange loss, which our CFO will address shortly.
我们非常好的，我们公司拥有强大的这个现金流量。
But a major priority for us was to realize positive cash flow in the first quarter. We achieved that with about 10.6 million euro positive cash flow for the quarter, which means the company is now sitting on approximately 77 million euro of net cash.
我们公司现在还有7700万的欧元的现金，而且对未来的新产品研发以及资金的这种的营运的资金。
The strong net cash position will be beneficial towards us in terms of working capital and in terms of strengthening our R&D capacity as far as developing new products and strengthening our market position.
我们相信会在这个今年的第三季度左右，我们会推出我们这个除了无线数据卡以外的这种的这个无线数据的产品。
Going forward in this year, then you will be able to see us expanding our business, including new product offerings and other business services.
这个产品的类别是非常的这个里面有很多更多的这种的增值和内容的服务。
What we will be looking to do is leverage our core competencies in order to add value in the areas in which we feel we have the strongest advantages.
Okay. 我们来回顾一下这个2009年的销售，我们这个看看前3个月的销售和我们2010年的销售，我们是销售是非常强劲的。
If you turn now to the next page three, we can take a look back. First of all, over the course of 2009, this illustrates what has happened so far following 3G commercialization. And then you also see our accumulating sales volume for the first 3 months of 2010.
就是我们在中国会做好无线数据卡前3名的这个巩固的地位，和未来新的业务也会做到这个前3名的这种的这个信心和力量。
Now one can see that we had rapid growth in 2009, but it's important to note that the rate of that growth in the first 3 months in 2010 is even more rapid. 2010 is the first full year of 3G in China, which is why we're optimistic, considering the pace that we've been able to achieve early in the year so far.
我的第一份的报告我到此为止，接下来以我们 CFO 来报告财务的情况，那有任何问题我会接受你们的提问。
Thank you for listening to the CEO's brief introduction. He will now turn it over to our CFO, who will continue on page four of the presentation you have, and he eagerly awaits any and all of your questions.
The Q1 2010 experienced rapid growth. The sales volume of wireless data card increased from 522,000 to 636,000 by 21% from Q4 2009. Compared with Q1 2009, the sales volume increased by 320%. Stimulated by sales volume, the revenue amounted to 26.3 million euro in Q1 2010, which implied a year-to-year increase of 263%. EBIT amounted to 7.65 million euro, representing an increase of 61% from Q4 2009 and an increase of 200% compared with Q1 2009. The gross margin increased by 4% from Q4 2009 to Q1 2010. Net profit reached 4.5 million euro, an increase by 97% compared with 2.3 million euro from Q1 2009. EPS increased by 40% from Q1 2009 and reached 0.28 euro in Q1 2010. However, the net profit margin decreased from 32% in Q1 2009 to 17% to Q1 2010. This was due to the foreign exchange loss of about 2 million euro we suffered, considering the functional currency of Vision Wireless Technology AG is RMB, and we hold a large amount of euro cash deposit after IPO. The European debt crisis caused the depreciation of euro against RMB by approximately 7% from the end of 2009 to the end of Q1 2010. Now we are taking steps to avoid further exchange loss by ways like transferring euro into RMB and remitting it back to China, and finding appropriate financial instruments to hedge against the currency risk. We enjoy stronger balance sheet. The total assets increased from 110 million euro at the end of 2009 to 126 million euro at the end of Q1 2010. Or this represents about 15% increase of the total assets. Total equity accounted for 85% of the total assets at the end of Q1 2010.
That essentially concludes our presentation of the Q1 results. We would welcome any and all questions that you have for both our CEO and CFO. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign button. For your questions, please press star 1 now. Mr. Nicholas from Stuckelberg from Macquarie, may we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning. Henry, my first question would be on the currency impact that you experienced in the first quarter. Can you confirm that you have not been hedged for all of Q1? And then you mentioned in your introduction just now that you're looking for finding suitable instruments to hedge going forward. Have you started hedging that position? That would be my first question.
I just introduced we are taking two ways to hedge. One is transferring euro cash back into China in the form of RMB. So in the future, this part will not experience negative impact of the euro depreciation. And the other part is what we are looking for is the kind of appropriate financial instruments to hedge the rest of the euro cash.
Okay. Can you share with us the amount of the IPO proceeds that you had already previously transferred from euro into RMB?
Okay. At the end of 2009, we had about 31 million euro cash as kind of a term deposit. And now we got the approval from the supervisory board to transfer currently about 14 million euro back into China. And the rest we will take appropriate financial instruments to hedge.
I didn't catch the second figure. You now got approval to transfer how much of the 31 million into RMB?
14 million.
1-4, okay.
And the rest will be gradually being transferred back into China in the form of RMB. But before that, we will take some financial instruments to hedge.
Okay. And my second question, and still related to the foreign currency movements that we have seen, can you help us understand what has been the impact in the first quarter on the gross margin?
Okay. We have some benefit also for the amount, absolute amount of revenue and net profit in the form of as to the gross margin. The Q1 2010 gross margin was 36%, while the gross margin of the margin part it's not been impacted from the foreign exchange rate. So in the form of percentage, the gross margin of Q1 2010 was 36%, and the gross margin of Q4 2009 was 32%. So that means we have enhanced the gross margin in Q1 2010 compared with last quarter.
Maybe I'm just not understanding this fully, but I would have thought with the euro declining against RMB that this should have a beneficial impact on the reported ASP in euro. Am I mistaken here?
Yeah, but if we take another side, if we talk the ASP in RMB, actually in Q1 2010 we kept the ASP quite stable, and it's a slight increase of the ASP in form of RMB.
Can you share with us the RMB ASP number, please, in Q1 and Q4 respectively?
Okay, for the Q1 2010, that was about 368 RMB, and for Q4 2009, that was 360.
Okay.
So a slight, quite stable and slight increase.
Okay. My next question, if I may, is on selling cost. Selling cost increased quite sharply versus Q4, and I assume this is also related to the pronounced increase in employees that you reported. Can you share with us what the planning is? What does this reflect? Mr. Chen mentioned in his opening statement that you are also now moving into additional geographies within China.
Okay. One moment while we do a quick translation, and then the CEO will answer that for you. One moment, please. Thank you.
我们的Vision在这个在这个过去的当中，我们以专业以数据卡为主的公司。我们现在上完市以后，我们到现在为止就是说，我们在中国来讲，我们要把市场的地方铺得更加的全面。
Since Vision has been established, it's been very centrally focused in the wireless data card business. While we look to expand in a business sense, we are also looking to expand geographically and the overall scope of our business as well.
我们呢，应该是在未来第三季度的时候，也是有五线的这样子的新的产品出来，所以说我们为这个数据卡和未来新产品，我们要各地的要增加人员和各地的 office。
Further on in this year, we will have new products coming out beyond the array of wireless data cards that we've done from our beginning. So the geographic expansion that you see by increasing sales and marketing staff in different areas and setting up offices in different areas is not only spreading our reach as far as our ability to sell wireless data cards, but also providing a framework for new products once they come to the market.
等到九月份、十月份新的业务上来以后，然后去相对，但是是那个这样子的话，九月份、十月份你一定会看到销售会员又降下来了，因为跟营业额对比。
Okay. So if you look at it simply within the context of only selling data cards, it would seem the cost of sales is increasing due to these increases. But what it really is setting up a framework for further products and other business, expanding our geographic reach in order to provide a foundation for those. So while it would seem to be an increase in the short term, further on in the year when these other products and businesses are coming to market, this will make sense as far as increasing our geographic reach in order to bolster those businesses.
Okay.
Can you share with us the nature of those products?
One moment, please, while we translate the question. Not quite yet at this point, sorry. It's not to a mature enough stage where we'd be want to disclose too much detail publicly.
Okay. I have some more questions, but I don't want to monopolize the discussion, so I'd step aside to leave someone else to ask their questions first.
Okay. Thank you for your questions.
For further questions, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Next question is coming from Jochen Reichert from SES Research. May we have your question, please?
Yes, thank you. Good morning to everybody. Regarding your cash, you have 70 million in cash and you generated a positive cash flow in Q1. First, should we expect going forward that cash flow remains positive in the upcoming quarters? And secondly, if you succeed to keep cash flow positive, you don't need your cash for the operating business. Should we expect acquisitions in future, or what do you expect to do with your cash in future? And if acquisition might come, is it more in your core business or for core business, or might it in expanding your business to business services or something like that? Thank you.
Okay, let me first answer your question, and the CEO will complement my answers. We can see that a very positive development of the free cash flow in Q1 2010. That was because basically March was the month after traditional Chinese New Year, so that was a kind of a peak time for telecom operators to make payment for the sales we made to them. And that's why we had about 77 million euro cash in bank. And with this cash balance, well, firstly, to use this cash to expand, as we just talked about the continuous increase of the sales volume, which also means the, in some quarters the increase of receivables and prepayments. And on the other hand, we see we are taking steps to developing new products and services, and this will also consume cash.
OK， 这个你来讲，我
收购。
OK， 我们在收购方面，我们肯定一直都有在考虑。那么我们这个除了这个数据卡的这个研发这个以外，我们还有其他的这个新的产品，我们一直在评估在考虑，但是我们要找最适合的价格，这个最合这个比较合适的，我们来收购。
And with regard to the second part of the question about acquisitions, it's something that certainly factors into our consideration, particularly as we seek to expand beyond the scope of simply wireless data card business into other sectors of the wireless data business. However, it's something we are approaching quite cautiously because it would need to be an ideal fit for us, both in terms of cost and in terms of the extent to which it could strengthen our capabilities in the way we're looking to become stronger.
Okay, thank you. May I come back to the gross margin? Maybe I didn't understand you correctly there. Is it right that in Q1 2010 the currency effect on the gross margin was quite limited, or because I didn't understand you correctly probably?
About the margin, the gross margin, because it's in the form of percentage, so the exchange fluctuation of foreign exchange didn't have any impact on the gross margin. So the enhancement of gross margin itself came from, as I just talked about, the quite stable ASP and slight increase of the ASP, and on the other hand, the slight decrease of the unit cost.
Great, thank you.
In terms of RMB.
Yes, thank you. And going forward, should we expect a stable price environment, any average price, or should we either expect price decreases in Q2 and Q3?
Okay, we cannot say that the price will not decrease for the rest of the year, but we continuously making effort to upgrade and launch new products to maintain the selling price.
So in other words, the share on the high-end products should remain high in the upcoming quarters?
It depends on also on the kind of the taste from telecom operators, along with their 3G you know campaigns and the marketing you know activities.
Okay, thank you. My question has been answered for the time being.
Okay, thank you for your questions.
Mr. Nicholas von Stackelberg from Macquarie, your line is open for your questions. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Henry, I'd like to drill into the net working capital changes in the quarter a little bit more deeply. The biggest contributor to freeing up cash from your net working capital was actually an increase in the payables. Is this indicative, what does this tell us about the working capital changes near term?
Okay, the increase of payables was the natural result of the preparation for the next period's sales. So we need to put orders to prepare for the sales in the next quarter. So that's why you see the increase of the payables. But on the other hand, we see the increase of cash also came from the collection of receivables. So naturally, we will expect that the absolute size of the payables will increase along with the increase of you know the orders we put to our manufacturers.
Okay, but would it be prudent to assume that net working capital will start to use up cash again in the second quarter, which would not be surprising given your growth rate?
Yes, but not in the form of very sharp decrease.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me.
Okay.
On the V&O model, you booked €800,000 in the first quarter. Can you help us understand, are these predominantly reflecting incentive payments from the operators? And when do you expect ongoing service revenue to become material from this revenue stream?
Nicholas?
Yep.
Could you repeat that? Actually, we didn't completely understand the question. I'm sorry.
Reading through the Q1 report, there was a hint that in the first quarter you booked 0.8 million euros related to the V&O activity. And
okay.
The way I understand the V&O model, there are three separate revenue streams. There's an incentive payment from the operator, which is paid to you in a staggered fashion.
Yes.
There are the ongoing service charges, and of course there's the contribution from hardware.
Yes.
I would assume that the hardware contribution is reflected in your card sales, and so I'm trying to better understand this, you know, very early trend from this very low level in Q1.
Okay. I think one thing I need to say is that about the 0.6 million euro revenue, that was the revenue from data solution services, not from the V&O.
I think if I read it correctly, there are two separate elements there, and one is. Sorry, I'm just ruffling through the papers to find the.
I can explain about these two segments. The second one represents, we said, that's wireless SIM card and others, which means the wireless SIM card sales, the V&O sales commission, and some other, you know, hardware sales. And the second one, the second segment, means the we call it data service solutions, means the soft part of Vision's business.
Yeah. So what I understood is that the V&O, which is indicated as 0.8 million in the report, is related to the commissions, sales commissions, predominantly, and that there is an additional 0.7 million from data services, which I take to mean the Vision Business Club.
Okay. The 0.8 million represents the total amount, including the commission and the hardware sales, the data card sales.
Okay, but that's V&O, and separate, in addition to that, we get another 0.7 million from data services.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so in total you generated 6% of your total sales in Q1 from activities other than hardware.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then my next question would be, could you give us a brief update on the iPhone redistribution agreement, please?
Okay, one moment.
iPhone 销售的情况，主要是中国联通这个销 iPhone 没缺货，一直缺货，所以说销售的还不是特别好，需求很大，没有过供不上。
Okay. Right now, what we're seeing is more demand for the packages that we're selling.
客户要求的需要的是有16G的，但是呢，联通有大量的8G的库存，16G的没有货，所以说一直都很难。
The main difficulty that we're encountering is that there's a lot of demand that we're seeing for the packages we're selling, particularly our packages centered around the 16G phone. However, what China Unicom is providing the most of is the 8G phone, and there's less demand there, which is what's been the main obstacle to this point.
So you simply don't get enough iPhones in the 16G version?
就是说我们没有足够的16G的这个 iPhone 销售，就是我们拿不到。对，而且中国联通都没有。嗯， the problem is right. We don't, and China Unicom doesn't have enough to provide to us.
这个月5月份就卖了5000。
Okay. But starting in May, that's begun to change a little bit. Okay. In February, we had the Spring Festival. In March, there was this lack of supply that we spoke about. It started to turn around a little bit beginning in April, and then more so so far this month in May.
Okay. And just from talking, you know, generically, if you sold a whole lot of, if this became a significant part of your revenue streams, which I would not assume to happen near term, but just assume mm-hmm. that you would boost that activity tremendously. Am I right in assuming that this would have a dampening impact on your gross margin, even though it would be beneficial to the absolute EBIT amount that you generate? Is that the right way to think about it?
One moment, please.
If we assume that in the future there will be lots of iPhone package sold, that also means kind of enhancement of gross margin and the EBIT margin, because we signed the agreement with China Unicom in the form of agent sales model, which means we earn commission from China Unicom.
Okay, so you confirm that you will not the sales on the iPhone as such, on the hardware as such, will not run through your books.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And then my last question is.
Yeah. Currently, we are in the form of kind of agent sales model.
Okay.
If the sales volume in the future experiences very large increase, the model may change, maybe according to the new kind of discussion with telecom operator.
Okay. And then my final question, if I may. You mentioned the way for you to deal with the euro weakening against RMB is in part to transfer additional funds into RMB. Should we read into that that your strategic focus is squarely on China, and that maybe opportunities outside of China are being de-emphasized in your current thinking and activities? Or does it more reflect your belief that RMB will continue to appreciate against the euro? Thank you.
Okay. One moment, please.
Let me answer the part of your question. Yes, it's the kind of our expectation, and we also heard from lots of kind of. Economists that saying that in the long run RMB will appreciate against euro. That's part of the reason that we transfer the money back, and China is definitely our emphasis in sales and the marketing. And about the overseas,
when you speak of it being de-emphasized, I don't know if that's entirely accurate, because it wasn't particularly overly emphasized in the first place. It would be more appropriate to look at it as our position on business outside of China is remaining unchanged. And what that has always been is that we feel our core competencies lie in China, given that we're based here, and we're thus most able to succeed in this environment. And also it's the largest market, which means that there's the most benefit to be had here. However, that certainly doesn't mean that there are no opportunities that would be suitable for a company such as ours elsewhere around the world, including in Western Europe, particularly with second-tier telecom operators, and then also in developing areas of the world, such as Latin America, Eastern Europe, and even in Africa. We do have our pilot programs in Thailand, India, and South Africa that we've mentioned before, and it would be probably most apt to look at it as China being the central focus of our business because of the size of the market and our advantages in that market, and we would bring additional benefit to the company by pursuing selective opportunities suited to our situation outside of China. So it doesn't mean at all that we're looking to ignore or pass up on opportunities outside China that we find.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For further questions, please press star one on your touchtone phone. We have no further questions.
Okay. Well, thank you again to everyone for participating. We're always available for further questions via email if anyone comes up with... Okay. And we have one final closing statement from the CEO.
Okay, 这个非常感谢今天这个大家花这么早上的时间来参加这个微软的这个第一季度的财务报告。
Thank you very much to everyone for taking the time out of your morning to participate in the conference call on our Q1 2010 results.
我们相信这个微软在第二季度在2010年的业绩是相当乐观的。
We are very optimistic as far as what we expect for our business in the second and third quarters of this year. Especially as we move further on later in the year when you begin to see new product and business offerings from Vision. And you'll see that we're moving beyond the original scope of simply wireless data cards that were the core of our business since its inception. Mm-hmm. Once we do have specific information and it's matured to a point that we're able to share it with everyone, we will be sharing that with you. After we did say today we can't comment too specifically yet, but we will maintain communication with everyone.
再一次谢谢我们所有的股东的信任和所有的分析师对我们的这个关心，我们会一定努力加油。
And thank you again to all of our shareholders, all of our investors, and particularly our analysts who pay such close attention to the company for participating today. We will be working hard to make all of you proud.
Okay, thank you.
We want to thank Mr. Chen Huan, Mr. Burns, and all the participants of this conference. Thank you. Goodbye.